for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday morning, May the 27th, 2002. Final service of the Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Null, Salina, Kansas, is the speaker of the morning.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Spiritualism, Christian Science, Hypnosis, New Age, Mind Control, Yoga, Transcendental Meditation, and so forth. One of the things that yoga and mind control and transcendental meditation and hypnosis and the New Age require is a passive mind. They will tell you to clear your mind and don't think of anything. And they will give you a, I can't remember what they call it now.
Mantra.
What?
Mantra.
Oh, no, mantra. They will give you a impossible thing to think on, to clear your mind. And, for instance, they will say, you know the sounds of two hands clapping. Now think of the sound of one hand clapping. Think on that. And it clears your mind. Concentrate on the sound of one hand clapping. And then you will repeat. They'll give you a mantra repeat, which is the name of a Hindu god in transcendental meditation. But the passive mind, Proverbs says, that a man who has no control over his spirit is like a city without walls. You let the walls down, and man, all kind of dogs and wild beasts can come into your mind. And you don't know what's coming in there. We had the church I was in, I got out of, the Episcopal Church, one of the pastor's wives had gone to some mystic conference and came back with some type of mystic, occultic meditation. And she got all the women in the church in there. And they had some bizarre manifestations. And they told me, and so I went in and talked to some people I knew in it. I said, my God. I said, you're getting familiar spirits, religious spirits. I said, you need to get rid of that. That is extremely dangerous. This was a young lady, the one I was talking to was a young lady that I had prayed for because she had a spirit of fear, the fear of airplanes. She had to take two Libriums and four or five stiff drinks before she could get on the plane when she was a teenager. Her best friend's father had been a Navy pilot, and he got him in the private airplane and strapped him in, and he started going to loop the loop, and she began to get scared and began to cry, and the more she cried, the more he did the loop the loop and the diving and flying upside down, and she's begging him, she's crying in tears, and she's screaming hysterically, get me out of here. And she walked out of that, a spirit of fear came in her, and she could never get another. She'd have an absolute panic attack and just be terrified and run. And so she had to have two Valiums and three or four stiff drinks before she could. They would have to help her like this out to the plane, you know. And she'd gotten saved. She had gone on a retreat and actually gotten saved. I mean, she got saved. She got really saved. She and her husband got saved. And I told her, I said, well, darling, you want to get rid of that fear? Yeah. I said, well, you know, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of power, love, and the same I showed to in the Bible. And so I put my hand on her. Gosh, this was back. And I said, in the name of Jesus, spirit of fear, I bind you and I command you to leave her. And nothing, you know, just, and that's it. That's, I saw her about a week later. How's it doing? How'd it go? My Lord. That's magic. I said, no. What do you mean? Man, I walked out of there. I did not have one Valium. I didn't take anything. I didn't have any. I just walked out there and selling that plane. Didn't bother me at all. I said, it wasn't magic, honey. That was the Holy Ghost. That's the grace of God. That's Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. I didn't. It wasn't my faith, I'll tell you. But she came to me, and I told her, I said, you want that spirit of fear back? No. I said, you get it, you stay in there. You better get the rest of those people out of there. And so she went in and told them I said, and so I prayed for them. I got them all together and prayed for them. And this lady, pastor's wife, just got furious. And I tried to talk to her, and it was like talking to this podium. And she eventually went crazy. I mean, she divorced her husband, went out and got a job as director of spiritual education at some church down there. And I mean, she had a confrontation with the pastor. And she was trying to get ordained in another state. He was in Washington State. She's trying to get ordained down here in Arkansas. And he left Washington and flew down here at his expense to testify that she was unfit. She was living, and she had a series of people that she lived with. And she eventually wound up in a mental hospital. Last time I saw her, she was so doped up. She was a walking zombie. Those things are killing her. I mean, people, I tell you, a spirit of divination causes brain tumors. Kill you. Get your chemical body chemistry so messed up that you don't know giddy up from sick'em. Praise you, Jesus. Okay. Now, what is divination? You know, anybody ever heard of the Shishang sticks? A bunch of fiddle sticks that you throw down on the ground and you look at them, you see the pattern on them. And your familiar spirit will tell you what that means. Or you take a bunch of bones and throw them out there and look at it. Or you look at the tea leaves in the bottom of a cup. Or you got a ball with a bunch of stuff in it that you mix up and it oil and water, and you watch the pattern. And you might actually see a vision in there, that your demon will give you a vision. Those are all methods to stir up the familiar spirit so he can talk to you. And he will give you knowledge. Y'all ever heard of water witching? You know, when a man takes a crooked stick and walks and it bends down? Well, a modern equivalent of that now is to take a couple of clothes hangers and bend them out and walk like this, and then when they come together, and you'll find a lot of electricians and plumbers will do this to find electric lines in the ground and electric pipes. It's always the magnetic field that does it. Really? What about Joe over here? Work for him? No, Jim won't work for Joe. It just works for me. Well, if it's a magnetic field, work for anybody. Brother Glenn here was well got stopped up. And they could hear the water down in there. And so they got the diviner out, who happened to be a preacher. And he was a divining for it. And he said, no, the Holy Ghost doing this. And so Brother Joe Williams was there with him. He said, Brother Joe, let me walk along with you. You don't mind? No. And said, old brother, he'd be going along. And Brother Williams said, now. And the stick had bent down. Go a little bit further. Now, stick it bend again. Every time Joe said, now, the stick it bend. And so they found some water. And the man said, Joe said, you want to know what's happening? No. So they got a demon walking the other side of you there, and every time he reaches up to bend that stick down, I say, now. And it convinced Irma's dad. But that's divining. Water witching. I remember when I was a little boy, and my father was drilling a well at the beer joint, and they ran into a a flint rock at about 25 feet. So they had to move. They couldn't. They had this old fashioned they're pecking at it, you know, and it just it took, it didn't have any weight on it. They only had about 50-100 pounds on it. And so it's just easy to move over 3 feet, you know, get away from that flint boulder and see maybe you can get by it. And so they said, man said, well, there's a water witch down here. Said, let's go hire him. He says, and he said, well, how much did it cost? I think it's $5. They said, well, yeah, okay, I'll give him $5. And so the man came up and cut him a stick, and they were about 30 people waiting for the beer joint to open up. Standing around, so everybody cut him a stick, and everybody was walking around holding a stick. And it would only have been for 3 or 4. But that, we had a black man work for us. He must have been psychic or something, boy. Because old Tom Walker took that stick, and he took it, and that stick bent over and broke.
Oh, my
God. I mean, he was holding it back like this, trying to get it, and it bent over and broke. The water witch got really upset because he was bending better for Tom than it was for him. But that is supernatural. You see something supernatural like that. I mean, it is impressive. And if you're there watching it, I hope you have fun. Because you done cursed yourself, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. Well, I wasn't participating, I was just watching. Well, that's fine. I hope you enjoyed it. You see somebody interpret the Shishang sticks. You see somebody fiddling with the Ouija board. You see somebody reading somebody's palm, taking the pendulum. I walked into the emergency room the other night, about 10 years ago, and there wasn't anybody there. And they said, I said, where's everybody? And they said, oh, Aggie's doing her witchcraft. I said, she's doing what? She said, every time they get a, this was before the days of ultrasound, every time they get a pregnant lady in here, so she switches out takes a gym clip or water paper clip, and she straightens it out, got a pointy end, blunt end. She hangs it on a string and she holds it over the belly. And if the pointy end points to her head, it's a boy. To the feet, it's a girl. Works every time, Dr. Noah. Said, you watch her do it? Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Said, that's divination, absolutely forbidden by Scripture. You cursed yourself, your children, your grandchildren, and your great grandchildren. I said, you want to get rid of it? She said, oh, God, yes. I said, confess it as sin and we'll break the... And, you know, she manifested. She manifested and cast a demon divinity. Well, I tell you, that nurse wouldn't even speak to me. I tried to speak to that lady, and, boy, she wouldn't have anything to do with me. And I suggested to them they not do any more witchcraft down in the emergency room. I saw that lady 5-7 years later. And she didn't have no hair on her head, and she's just skin and bones. And I said, what's happening to you, honey? She said, I got cancer, Dr. Noel. I'm going through chemo, and I'm about to die. She said, I understand people get healed when you pray for them. Will you pray for me? I said, well, Aggie, you know, it's all because of that witchcraft and divination you did in the emergency room. That's not a gift from God. I said, it's a gift from the devil. You got cancer, he's killing you. I don't want you praying for me. Goodbye. I think she's with him now. I think she's real closely associated with him now because she ain't on this earth no more. That's sad, people who kill you. They kill that woman. And she died deceived, refusing to let it go. Refusing to acknowledge that she had a sin. You know, before you can confess it and ask repentance and break the curse, you've got to acknowledge that you got it. You've got to recognize that something... She should have known something was wrong. But that demon so controlled her mind. Her mind was so controlled by the power of the enemy that he would not let her see it. And I could have argued with her all day and wasn't any good. I didn't try. A pendulum, that's where it's going to go to the right or the left. Table tipping, they get a table and put two books on it, and the table tip this way, yes, this way, no. Ouija board, how many of y'all ever fool with the Ouija board? Y'all confessed it as sin and get the demon cast out of you yet? Irma's secretary, she walked in there one day, and they was playing with the Ouija board, and Irma started praying in tongues, and the Ouija board stopped working. And the girls moved into another room to get away from Irma, because Irma, something was wrong with Irma, because the Ouija wouldn't work when she was there. And she finally got it out of the office. But Ouija board, you see that pallet? It'll move. Spell out things for you. Now that, you know, I've seen full-blown Christians being in deliverance. They got the thing right there. Just like this, looking at it. Won't see it. Look at it move, look at it move. And they know a demon's doing it. They know they're getting cursed. But you won't see it. Something wrong with them.
Yeah. I just want to challenge believers. The need to know is the proof of the indwelling presence of a spirit guide.
Of a what?
Spirit guide.
Spirit guide. And their spirit.
That innate curiosity. Okay. Well, clairvoyance, you know what clairvoyance is? Clairvoyance is when you have visions. See things that have happened in the past. And these people say, oh, I saw that murder happen. I want to go down and tell the police who the murderer is because I had a vision and I saw it happen. Yeah. And the police are down there listening to the clairvoyant. Listening to the demon talk to them. ESP, extraterrestrial precognition. That's knowing something's going to happen. One day, we had some people come here to the camp. And they asked if we could send a team over to pray for this man who really needed some help. And we went over, and of course the man, he didn't want prayer any more than that podium there, and we're sitting around trying to pray for him, you know, and he was in there. And so we got ready to leave, and when he got ready to leave, he said, Jeannie, you wanted on the phone. Telephone rang. He went and picked it up. Jeannie, it's for you. That's precognition. He called that a minute before that phone rang. He said, Jeannie, you wanted on the phone. We didn't hear the phone ring. We were getting ready to leave. Then the phone rang. And picked up. Jeannie? And Jeannie was coming because she knew he was right. Now, that's precognition. That is a familiar spirit. That's how fast they can move. The familiar spirit around the person calling had told his familiar spirit, maybe next door, maybe 30 miles away. Handwriting analysis, stargazing, horoscopes. The Zodiac, I read you the one on horoscopes, hypnosis, mind reading, astral projection, soul travel, thought, and so forth. I wanted to go through all these. I'll just talk about hypnosis. Hypnosis requires that you have a passive mind and that you submit to the familiar spirit and the person hypnotizing you. Okay? Now, you can't be hypnotized against your will unless you're subjected to drugs. Now, you can bring hypnosis in by being drug-induced to bring down your will. And there are also certain light techniques that you can use. The spinning light will cause you to convulse. A strobe light at certain intensities will cause you to convulse. And strobe light at certain intensities can also mess up the chemistry so that you can't hold your will and they can bring you into hypnosis and induce that. The Pavlov Institute in Russia. Pavlov was one of the first original psychologists. You've all heard of Pavlov dogs. Well, Pavlov had a carte de blanche from Stalin. He went any place he wanted to in Russia and just signed his name, Pavlov, and got anything he wanted. The Pavlov Institute in Moscow was where they instituted brainwashing. And they did this through familiar spirits and through demons. You have to realize that the great Antichrist spirit, one of the great Antichrist spirits, is communism. In Jesus Christ, the original apostles lived in community and shared everything in common. That's what communism says they want to do. But they substitute an Antichrist spirit for the Holy Spirit. And they have the power of the gun and the bayonet to back it up. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And so, divination, if you don't learn anything from all this today, learn just this. Don't be digging about into other folks' business when you don't need to know. Don't be digging into other folks' business when you don't need to know. Don't be curious and gossiping about other people. God doesn't like a tail barrel. He doesn't like a gossip. And he doesn't like people who are innately curious, because they inevitably kind of wind up. It is sin. And they wind up with an evil spirit that will give them a brain tumor or cancer. And that's the way it is, folks. I can sit here and tell you case history after case history, and there's no sense in doing that. If you don't believe what I've told you now, you're not going to believe when I tell you 10 more cases. But I say to you, if you got, as Henry said, if you have in you a desire to know something that's not your business, you need to cast out that spirit of idle curiosity, that controlling familiar spirit of divination. Now, I talked about the spirit. I talked about false prophecy in the church. That's divination. I talked about religious spirits. That's divination. Praise your Lord. Divination and witchcraft all run together. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Okay. Let's all stand up. Praise, hold up our hands and praise the Lord and see if we can't get the blood moving back up to our brain and away from our... Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your kindness to us. Thank you, Lord. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Say, dear Lord, with honesty of heart and sincerity of spirit, I make the following confessions. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. Was manifested in the flesh. Born of a virgin. Lived a sinless life. Died on the cross for me. Was raised from the dead. Ascended into heaven. Sits on the right hand of the Father to ever make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus is my big brother. I have a new family. I am accepted in the family of God. I am not a rejected child. I'm a loved child. I thank you, Lord, that you poured your love in me. In the name of Jesus, I confess the sins of my fathers back 20 generations. I confess my sin. I break the curses. The curses of divination, witchcraft, sorcery, whoredom, idolatry, poverty, returning evil for good. I break these curses on me and my linear descendants forever in the name of Jesus. But Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. Lord Jesus, help me. I renounce everything in the occult. I renounce, Lord God, all literature I have ever read on this. And I will destroy and get rid of any of this stuff in my house. Any occult paraphernalia. In the name of Jesus. Anything dedicated to foreign gods, I will destroy. I will not sell. I will destroy utterly and throw away in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I confess that in the past, I have certain people have hurt me, have irritated me, that I have been irritated by them. I hold resentment against them. Lord Jesus, I forgive. I give up the right to vengeance. I declare the debt paid. Lord, help me. Forgive. Let me turn it loose, Lord. Give me repentance that I might turn from it. Heal me, Lord. Take away the bitter root. Bless my enemy, Lord God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess that I've done certain sexual sins which are offensive to you. I ask forgiveness. Lord, if there's anything, anyone I need to forgive, any sexual sin I need to confess, please bring it to mind. By your Holy Spirit. Now, we'll just wait a minute here. Everybody be real quiet. If he brings anything to mind, you just confess it very quietly under your breath. Don't worry about your brother next door. He's got his own sins to worry about. You just worry about yours. And just confess it very quietly before God. But you have to put it in the airways. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, thank you. Your word says we confess our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I break all the curses and ungodly soul ties to the past, to anyone who's ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. Anyone I've had sexual relations with, lusted after, outside of matrimony, I release them to you. Call back my soul. Release any foreign soul in me. Speak healness to my soul. In the name of Jesus. Wholeness. Lord, you said you'd restore my soul. Restore me now, Lord. That which a caterpillar, the canker worm, and the palmer worm have stolen. Restore it today, Lord. Now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, I bind all these spirits. All these spirits of divination, water witching, Ouija boards, and all the other occult sins. I bind the demons. I bind these demons of curiosity, a familiar spirit, spirit guides. I bind them. I don't want them in me. I withdraw any legal grounds I've ever given them. I bind the witchcraft spirits. I say, they must leave me. They must unlock their grips, line up, and come out in Jesus' name. For it is written, Joel 2:32, anyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Thank you, Lord. Come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. 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 Everybody sit down now. Praise your Lord and just let it come out. Quit talking and just let them come. Let happens what happens in the name of Jesus. I bind all these divination spirits now, all these occult spirits in the name of Jesus. All you occult spirits, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out now. All spirits of the occult, all spirits of divination, witchcraft, and sorcery, come out. I speak to the sorcery spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. All spirits of pharmacomechi, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on out. Out, out, out. All divination spirits, all water witching spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of Chemosh in the name of Jesus and Moloch. I speak to abortion spirits. I speak to murder and death that came in during abortion. I break that spirit of abortion now in the name of Jesus. And I command those things to come out in Jesus' name. I break their power. I break their power. Come on out there in the name. You can't stay. You can't stay. I come against divination and murder in the name of Jesus. I come against divination and brain tumors in the name of Jesus. I come against sorcery and mind altering. I speak to the sorcery drug, sorcery now. I bind sorcery. Sorcery? I bind the effect of all the sorcery now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. All the drugs that have come in during the lowering of that of resistance. I speak to rejection. Rejection, I bind you now. Rejection, come out. Loss of love. Loss of love, come out. Come out, love. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Self-hate, come out. Come on out. Self-hate, come out. Come on out. Come on. Inadequacy, come out. Not good enough, come out. In the name of Jesus, spirits of not being loved enough, come out. Spirits of denial of Father's love, come out. Come on, out, 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 out. All those spirits, and come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. Out. All of you. All of you in the name of Jesus. Come out. All the Hittite spirits. Fear. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Fear of not being good enough. Come on out. Conditional law. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. I break your power. In Jesus' name, I break your power. I come against the Amorite spirits of pride. 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 Haughty spirits. Come against rebellion now and bitterness and witchcraft. Come against Tacai. Kalai. Come on out, Kalai, Tacai. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out, Kalai and Tacai. Rage and anger. Come out of there. Rage and anger and hostility. Come out in the name of Jesus. Tacai. Come out. 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 All of you. All of you. In Jesus' name, I break your power. I break your power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touch your people now, Lord God. Touch your people. Touch your people, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.